Thank you for listening to the ALC Daily Podcast. Join us as we dive deep into personal stories, gain wisdom from Scripture, and be inspired by amazing guest interviews. Our goal is simple: to help you deepen your personal walk with Christ. At ALC, we believe that every person needs community that leads to encounters that cause growth. This podcast is one of the ways that we strive to help you become the hands and feet of Jesus in your everyday lives.
Hello and welcome to the Friday podcast of our ALC Daily Podcast. This is Pastor Benjamin Davis, and we're taping here from the nation of Cuba. We're in Cohimar, which is a suburb of Havana. And I've got today with me Leonard Caswell, who is came on the Cuba mission trip with us, and we're so excited to have Leonard. Leonard's in my small group, and he's just been amazing. And I wanted to interview Leonard. Now, we're not that far into the mission trip. We've only had one full day of ministry. On Sunday, we had three services, a morning service and two evening services, but a bunch of people. And we had a day off today, and then tomorrow we'll have the pastor's conference and do more healing crusades. But Leonard, can you tell me, why did you decide to come on this Cuba mission trip?
Well, I'm retired, and I was feeling just kind of at ends. I didn't know what to do. I was kind of lost and just floating. So when this opportunity came up, I decided that I really want to be effective. I want to do something important. And I figured this is the best opportunity to do that.
Come on. What were you hoping to expect? People go on these mission trips with hopes and expectations. What were you hoping or expecting to experience on this mission trip, Leonard?
Well, I really didn't know what I was getting into, but I was very excited about it. The closer the time came, the more excited I got.
I like it.
And I knew it was going to be some real ministry time, and the time to see God in action, to really see God working with people.
I love it. And we're just barely really in. We've only had one full day of ministry, but what have you experienced so far?
Well, the best thing, last night I got to pray for a group of people that was struggling with depression and anxiety and fear. Mm. And I just feel like God really used me to give them words of hope and encouragement, and to know that they are loved by God, that no matter what else goes on, God loves them. Mm. And that was kind of the gist of what we talked about, and I prayed with them, and I really feel like God has really got to do a work with them in their lives. Like, I got to see light in their eyes, especially some of the young ladies that was there, that just a total change in their appearance.
Mm. That's probably one of the most fulfilling parts, right, is when you see a shift or a change in their demeanor, their appearance, and you know something changed in them, right?
Right, absolutely.
Yeah. That's amazing. Just to kind of let you know what that looked like last night was that Leonard submitted his word of knowledge, and he felt to pray for anxiety and depression. And we put Leonard over in a corner because we were running out of space. There's just too many people. And so we put Leonard over in a corner, and I said, now, if you want prayer for that, what you want to do is go find Leonard over in that corner. And what people began to do is they were so desperate to get prayer that they literally came up to the stage, asked for help getting up, and then climbing down the stairs to go over there. How many people do you think came over for prayer?
I'm guessing 10 or 12.
10 or 12.
It may be just a wild guess, because even I couldn't even see everybody for sure.
Yeah, yeah. That's so awesome. Did you pray for it through a translator?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
How did that work?
It was real good, and I forget the lady's name, but she was very good.
Yeah.
And she understood English very well, and it worked out great.
Yeah, good deal. Leonard, that's so amazing. You know, I've known you a little while now and know that you have a hunger to experience more of the Lord. Now, I used Leonard as one of our first testimonies. Well, matter of fact, the first testimony, I think. And we had a morning church where there's an amazing church that's on fire. They've been growing. They're getting new people. And I had Leonard share his testimony. Leonard, could you share 60-second version of your testimony? You did such a good job the other morning. Would you just share your testimony that you shared with those
people?
Well,
about 10 years ago, my wife woke up and realized that I wasn't breathing. So she called for help, and over the next few days, my heart had stopped, and they shocked me 20-some times. But when the doctors had finished and done all that they could do, they gave up and decided to unhook the life support and let me go. But my family kept praying until I woke up and came back to life. And, you know, it was such an experience that, excuse me. I'm sorry.
The emotion's coming out. Yeah. Come on, that's it. You're doing great, man. I love it. I love it.
But it's so good to know that I'm alive today because my family and church prayed for me. And just, I'm so excited. And life is good. You know, I'm 73 years old, but I'm healthy. I get around. I do anything I want to do. And I just love being here, being able to share that with people.
By the way, you've done great. Leonard doesn't show his age at all. He's a trooper right with us all the whole way, right? That first travel day, we were tired. It was an exhausting day. But, yeah, so that's just really awesome. And, Leonard, I'll just tell you, as a pastor, when I meet a guy that has had the kind of experience that you've had, the kind of miracle that you've experienced, it's my passion to get that guy activated in ministering to others. Because based on your encounter and your experience, you have a deeper well to pull from to minister to others. And we've got three evening healing crusades left, and we've got morning churches we're going to minister to. I believe the Lord's going to use you in extraordinary ways to pray for people, minister to people, and really make a difference here in Cuba.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every day I get more excited about it.
Come on.
It's great.
You know, if you're thinking about joining one of our mission trips and you're like, I don't know if I got what it takes. Leonard, listen, he was so simple. I just said, Leonard, you got to go to Cuba with us, man. And he has come, and he's seeing the glory of God fall
Amen.
On people.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us on the podcast today. You can join us on Sundays at our South Campus at 9:30 and 11 a.m. and at our New Grain Campus at 11 a.m. For more information about ALC and our small groups, please visit our website at abundant.us.